This is a stage. The roadmap, and the Israelis are very clear that the roadmap is but a stage. They expect it to fail. As Alon had said, remember I talked about Alon, Yigal Alon, my plan is based on the understanding that a Palestinian state west of the Jordan River is a failed proposition. Such a state will have no economic viability. It will have no territorial continuity. It will be a destabilizing force that will immediately work to undermine Israel and Jordan. And it will have no international legitimacy. And that's why Alon said, my plan is really based on a regional solution that recognizes that Jordan is Palestine. Now, this was borne out recently in an important article in the Jewish Forward. And it's interesting to read the Jewish Forward because, like Haaretz, it is open and revealing of what is actually going on. And on July 11th, the article is entitled, Sharon Mum as Chief Minister Slams the Roadmap in New York Talk. Quote, Prime Minister Sharon has no plans to rebuke his senior minister cabinet member who publicly lambasted President Bush's Middle East policy in New York in a briefing this week, stating that he has the support of a ranking presidential advisor, namely Richard Perle. The minister, Effie Aytam of the Natural Religious Party, slammed the Middle East roadmap in a high-level talk of the Conference of Presidents of the Major Jewish Organizations. He declared the president's plan was worse than the Oslo Accords, and he told the 30 leaders present, the 30 leaders of the American Zionist organizations, that Israel would never accept any semblance of a Palestinian state. And he said, moreover, that Richard Perle, the former chairman of the Defense Policy Board, the Pentagon Advisory Board, had supported his position. So what is going on here? Aytam told the Jewish leadership that he had a message from Perle informing him that he was to advance the roadmap and then it would be scuttled, that the plan was to advance it and then scuttle it. And Sharon made no public objections. So Yaffe, the man who's the president of the Union of American Hebrew Congregations, said, that's a mixed message, an understatement. And Rabbi Amuel Hirsch said, I can't remember any member of the cabinet actually speaking in support of the roadmap. So what we have here is the full acknowledgement by the Zionists and by the cabinet ministers that this is a charade. And if we look clearly in the Israeli press, and I suggest you listen to some of our shows about the issue of transfer, you will see that it is not a fringe movement in the Zionist state, but throughout all the elements, the clear plan is for the transfer of the Palestinian people.